13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy, Jews, Pat Benatar, and all fired up at 16 away from 8. Somebody is fired up. That is Rick Mirabella from runners.com with some Monday motivation. Rick, good morning.
What a great song to get me going.
It is, isn't it? It's one of those motivational songs.
It's, mate, one of my favourites. Oh, good on the playlist. Now, talking about Monday morning, setting your week up, setting your month up, setting your bloody decade up, Dan. We talked a lot on a live session this morning that I had people around the world standardising before we have to optimise. Now, people often put the cart before the horse. So it's a real simple way to say, just get your ducks in order. Get your ducks in order first, and the outcome will flow. Okay, it doesn't matter what you're doing, fitness, sport, training, work, whatever it may be. Don't think about dropping 20 kilos. Don't think about running a fast 5K or a marathon or kicking 6 goals on a weekend. We need to put the procedures, make it a standard part of the loss. So enjoying the process we talk about often, but it's about weeks, months, years, decades, and it doesn't have to be too big a thing. It's just, okay, I'm going to do this 10-minute practice, but I'm going to make it part of my everyday. 5-minute practice. If you get 5 minutes in, it's a success. It's not a failure. So these little things, making them standard and regular and really a real consistent part of your day, it's when the magic happens, my brother.
So what you're saying there, from what I'm gathering, is you're mentioning about 5-10 minutes a day, but setting yourself a goal as well. So by the end of the week, you might start at that 5-minute training session, that extra 5 minutes, but by the end of the week, it might go to, say, 15 minutes.
More to make it a standard part of your week. So when we say standardise a part of your day. The progression in that is for a topic for another day, but standard, it has to be part of your every single day, part of your life. Before we start to think about optimising, which means before we start to think about weight off or running faster or lifting more weight, forget about the optimisation. It's just about making it standard. And then what it does, it takes the pressure off as well. So there's no such thing as a failure. If you do this for 5 minutes, if you put your gear on and you do it for 5 minutes and you continue to stay regular, that's the key. And optimization will flow after that, because people often go, oh, I'm going to lift 50 kilos on the bench press, and we go from 20 kilos to 50 in 4 weeks. Yep. Of course, we're going to be on a hide into nothing. Whereas if we say, I'm going to lift the bench press twice a week, three sets of eight twice a week, I'm going to do it for 15, 20, 25, 40 weeks, then you'll be able to lift 50 kilos, no worries, and there'll be no issues, and there'll be no injuries, and there'll be no failures, and your life will be a lot better. Standardising everything is the key to success. 400, 500, 600 weeks in a row. And if we look too far ahead, we're in trouble. And if we look too far from a progression route as well, we're going to be in trouble. So all we've got to worry about, what would we do if it was easy? If it was easy, I'm just going to do 10 minutes of walking today and 5 push-ups. But this is my standard, everyday practice.
So,
standardising.
Yep. No, you're all right.
You go, mate.
I was going to say, so that means basically just setting yourself a routine. We've talked about the routine, obviously, in previous weeks, but saying that this is what I'm going to do, no questions, I'm just going to do it. I don't care if I'm in a bad mood, a good mood, I'm tired. It's just whatever I plan on doing.
But yeah, 100%. Yep. But also keeping it simple. So if you be realistic, if you set yourself to do 40 minutes, and it's just going to be a struggle, a win is 5 minutes,
yep.
But it's got to be regular. So a win and a success is the 5 minutes. It's not about doing something unrealistic or, trying to lift more than you can lift or run more than you can run or 60 minutes for a walk when you know that your day's not going to plan out that way. If you get your gear on and you get moving but you do it regularly, the absolute benefits will be 15-fold on trying to do too much too quickly.
Well, we can read more, of course, on your website. Hey, tell us about your app. How's that going?
Oh, thanks, Dan. But, going really well. Runners in the App Store. Nice free trials. Jump on there. All levels, walking, riding, running, whatever you want to do. Just some interval training there for legends of any level. Runners in the App Store, RUNNEZ.
Now, you've taken part in a lot of fun runs yourself. You've got clients who have taken part in fun runs, and they've all been given a medallion at the end. Now, this is a question without notice. My son was given a participation award last week for school. He did an event, a sporting event. So should participation awards be given to schools?
I think it depends on the age, of course. But at primary school, I'd say yes. And then in secondary school, look, I'm pretty old school. I think in high school, we've got to learn that life isn't always about that, is it? But in primary school, I think it's magnificent to encourage participation. Once we get to secondary school, I think it's magnificent just to, I think, as an education process, all kids, probably have to learn that sometimes life, you know, not everyone gets a trophy in life, you know, and it's the same as business and stuff like that. So it probably does teach harder, more resolute teenagers if they realise that, oh, well, if this particular sport, footy, running, whatever it may be, I'm not going to get a trophy every time. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world either, mate.
Rick, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan B.
Thank you very much. That is Rick Mirabella there from runners.com joining us with some Monday motivation on 1332 4BU.